On Monday, we read from your letters, and this week we have just one we want to respond to. During our irreverent review of holiday traditions, we received this email from Sharon in Ithaca, New York. "Hey, my four-year-old just heard your guest chatting about someone telling him there's no Santa Claus. How about remembering that the kids are home today and listening, too?" Well, thanks for that email, Sharon, and we do apologize if we may have left that impression. In fact, right now, we're going to address a couple of the issues that spark the eternal debate over the inclination of jolly old elves to leave presents under trees. We've asked Roger Highfield to join us again. He's science editor of the Daily Telegraph in London and author of The Physics of Christmas. Thanks very much for coming back. We hope you had a nice holiday.
Oh, lovely.
You turn to science to explain some of these age-old arguments that some non-believers use to build the case against Santa. Now, for one thing, the ability to travel the globe in a single night, how is that actually possible?
Well, I've got to admit, it's a pretty huge challenge. You've got 2 billion children out there. Say there's 2.5 children per house. That means Santa's got to stop at 842 million households. He's got to reach an average speed of 1,279 miles per second. It's all pretty tricky stuff, but there are actually two sort of camps of scientific thought. One is that he's got a warp drive sleigh, and he's exploiting a phenomenon called time dilation, where his time slows down relative to us, which Einstein predicted, and that's how he kind of creates the time to deliver all those presents. The other camp believes that Santa uses quantum teleportation. It's been shown to be a very real effect, and what it means is that Santa can beam from the North Pole down to your chimney, quickly deliver a present, and then be beamed around the planet using very much the same kind of technology that we've seen in Star Trek for many, many years.
The other issue, of course, is reindeer flying. How many Lapland children have leapt upon the back of some poor unsuspecting reindeer and found out that they just stood right there on the ground?
Well, we have actually got some insights from genetic engineering. If you look at fruit fly mutants, it's very easy to grow extra pairs of wings. So maybe that genetic machinery has been put to work by Santa. Another interesting theory put forward by Ian Stewart at Warwick University is that there's some interesting aerodynamics in reindeer antlers, and maybe they create something called a leading edge vortex. It's the sort of thing that gave Concorde its lift, and perhaps that gainly headgear gives them fantastic lift properties when they get up to sufficient speeds.
One thing that I know drives scientists crazy is anomalies, things that just happen once can only be inexplicable, I guess. Rudolph's red nose.
Well, there's various theories there. There's the very boring ones that, it's cold, and that's why he's got a red nose. There's the, I think, rather unfair slur on Rudolph's character, which goes along the lines that he's been drinking all those glasses of sherry left out for Santa. Another one is that he reaches such high speeds that his nose heats up. But in fact, my favourite one comes from a professor at the University of Oslo, Professor Odd Halvorsen, who did a big study of parasites of reindeer noses and has actually concluded that the redness is caused by a chronic parasitic infection of Rudolph's nose.
Well, the holiday is over. However it was achieved, it was done yet again. What do you think Santa's doing right now?
One theory, at least, is that he doesn't actually hang out at the North Pole, but he hangs out in Gamilla, a little island off Turkey, where there's an enormous shrine to St. Nicholas. So I can imagine him there, sort of basking in the sunshine, feeling somewhat worn out after a very hard few days' work.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Roger Highfield is science editor of the Daily Telegraph and the author of The Physics of Christmas. He joined us from the Daily Telegraph's offices in London. If you have corrections for us, suggestions, or other thoughts, our email address is totn@npr.org. We will be forwarding any suggestions you might have for Santa's Beach Holiday. Our address again is totn@npr.org. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.